Snoop Dogg erupts over Gayle King's Kobe Bryant rape question, back off punk motherfucker. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 6, 2020. Rapper Snoop Dogg called out CBS News host Gayle King in reaction to an interview in which King questioned former WNBA star Lisa Leslie about the now deceased Kobe Bryant regarding the rape allegation that were made against him in 2003. Punk motherfucker, reacted Snoop Dogg. Respect the family and back off, bitch, before we come get you. Gayle King, out of pocket for that shit, way out of pocket. Snoop Dogg can be heard saying in a video posted to Twitter on Thursday. What do you gain from that? I swear to God, we the worst. We the fucking worst. We expect more from you, Gayle, added the bitch please rapper. Don't you hang out with Oprah? Why are y'all attacking us? We your people. You ain't coming after fucking Harvey Weinstein asking them dumbass questions. I get sick of you all. I wanna call you one, said Snoop Dogg. Is it okay if I call her one? Funky dog head bitch. How dare you try to tarnish my motherfucking homeboy's reputation. Punk motherfucker. Respect the family and back off, bitch, before we come get you. Language warning. Rapper Boosie Badass had also chimed in with his reaction to King's interview. Gayle King, why the fuck would you ask some shit like that? Said Badass in a video that was posted to Twitter on Wednesday. I don't give a fuck who friend it is, why the fuck would you do something like that? Why would you do that to your people? You know what people going through right now, why would you ask some fucking question like that, trying to tarnish somebody image? He added. You do that to your own black people, continued the talk dat shit rapper. I'm finna fire your ass up, black people need to stop fucking trying to hurt black people for success. It's the only reason you asked that fucking shit for, to get your fucking numbers up. King offered her response to the backlash in a video posted to her Twitter account on Thursday. In the video, the CBS host insists that those criticizing her have simply seen an out-of-context clip of her interview with Leslie. Watch below. I know that if I had only seen the clip that you saw, I'd be extremely angry with me, too. I am mortified. I'm embarrassed, and I am very angry. Unbeknownst to me, my network put up a clip from a very wide-ranging interview. Totally taken out of context, and when you see it that way, it's very jarring. It's jarring to me. I didn't even know anything about it. King added that she felt it was pertinent to offer her response to the backlash. Despite being advised to just let it go and allow people to drag and troll her on the internet for the next 48 hours. I reached out to Lisa, because I know that she's a longtime friend of Kobe's, to talk about his legacy and their friendship, said King. We had a really wide-ranging interview. We talked about many things, his career, his passion, his sense of humor, the way he was mentoring other people, how he was starting his next chapter. And yes, we talked about that court case, added King of her question about Bryant's rape allegations. I wanted to get Lisa's take on it as a friend who knew him well. What she thought, where that should stand, it was very powerful. When she looked me in the eye, as a member of the media, to say it's time for the media to leave it alone, and to back off. During the course of the interview, I asked follow-up questions, said King, because I wanted to make sure that her position and perspective were very clear. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.